the book Hebrews, part 220. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Victoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, or maybe the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, you can contact me. I have a couple available in South Africa. My WhatsApp number +27 for the WhatsApp code, and the number is 0722 367 124, or just go to my website https://yahvah.co.za. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you're so very welcome, but please go to part 1. Start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. Very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family. Make sure you at have a 611 King James Bible pen and paper ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. I'm so excited to get started, because it's such an interesting study. We're busy with Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22, and I'm just going to read it and just to continue into what we are busy with. Hebrews 10:22 says, "Let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, having your heart sprinkled from an evil conscience and your bodies washed with pure water." Now, you had a whole day and night to think about everything, and you must have come to the conclusion that water can't purify me. I can't be saved just by sprinkling myself with water. Alright. I need to repent. Now, they ask Apostle Peter what they must do. Acts 2:37. Now, they were preaching, when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts and said unto Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Acts 2:38. Then Peter said unto them, "Repent, repent, repent. Without repentance, nothing works. And be immersed or baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, to remission of your sins." Now, we were yesterday, when we were closing, I was explaining that the name Jesus Christ could not exist. You just need a bit of brain power, as much as my thumb. Then you can realize that the name is impossible, that the name Jesus Christ could ever exist. Before, well, Christ until the 4th century, and then the name Jesus not before the 16th century. If you have a problem with it, you can contact me, and I will take you through the scriptures and through the information that is on internet, and you just contact AI. Ask AI, just type in there, "When was the letter J created?" As easy as that. You don't need to believe me. You don't need to get in an argument with me. Just go and see it for yourselves. Please yourselves. But you see, most of the times we want to please our conscience because of theology, church theology and dogmas, things that were preached and teach unto us for centuries, which was not scriptural. "And they will immerse every one of you in the name of Yahushua," hallelujah, "to the remission of your sins. You shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost, or the Ruach HaKodesh. For this promise is, and for this promise, what is the promise? If you immerse, first you repent, you were immersed in the name of Yahushua for the remission of your sin. You shall receive the gift of the Ruach HaKodesh. It's a promise. Verse 39. "For this promise is unto you and your children, and to all that are afar, even as many as Yahweh our Elohim shall call." Now, this is the scripture they say you must baptize children. Because Apostle Peter said, "For this promise is unto you and your children." Children. Zimbamba. Zimbamba. Children. Small little children. No, 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 no. That, what did he say in verse 38? Didn't he say, repent? Little Zimbamba, now you must repent, eh? Little Zimbabwe, now you must repent. Zimbabwe, now you must repent. What do they know about repent? Or repentance? Nothing. They don't even know what the word repent means. So it's not for children. It's for adults. For the promise is unto you and to your children. He was speaking to the generations to come, from that people that was around the upper room. Those that asked Apostle Peter, what must we do? He says, repent. For this promise is unto you and your children, future children. 2,000 years later, we are the children of that promise. The children's children's children, children, generation to generation. It doesn't mean children or little children. Mark 16 verse 16 says, He that believeth and be baptized, be immersed, shall be saved. Little Zimbabwe, you must repent, eh? You must believe, eh? Mark 16, he that believe and be baptized. They don't even know they exist. But you see, this is where the Catholic Church came in, and they brought some of the ancient Egyptian, Greek, and Roman theology, paganism, into the church. When the Roman Catholic Church was originated in 34 AY, the first thing they brought over was infant baptism, which was part of the sun god worshippers tradition, paganism. And it came right till today where we are in 2025. So when it says children, this promise is unto you and your children, it's speaking to the young people, of those people that was asking, what shall we do, brethren, 2,000 years ago? For the promise is unto you and your children. And to all that are afar. Who are those that are afar? 2,000 years later, we are the ones that is afar. Even as many as Yahweh our Elohim shall call. Little Zimbabwe, Yahweh your Elohim has called you. You must be immersed. Zimbabwe, Yahweh your Elohim has called you. Does it make sense? No, no, no. But they will do anything to protect the theology of the tradition that was brought into the churches for many, many years. Verse 40. And with many other words did he testify, who's he? Apostle Peter. And exhort, saying, save yourselves from the untowards generation. Save yourselves. Zimbabwe, you must save yourself. What must you do? You must repent and be immersed. Zimbabwe, you must repent and have yourself saved. Zimbabwe, you must save yourself. I'm doing a practical demonstration. Impossible. And with many other words, I can speak to Zimbabwe. Many, many words he doesn't understand. Zimbabwe doesn't understand when I'm talking about these type of words. That he testified and exhorted, saying, save yourself from this untoward generation, this unworthy generation, this sinful generation. Zimbabwe doesn't understand nothing. And little Zimbabwe's here, they don't understand nothing either. Then they that gladly received his word were immersed. It wasn't Zimbabwe because he can't understand what was said to him. Or these little Zimbabwe's. And they this that were there on the day of Pentecost, adult people that know what repentance means. Repentance means to turn around from your sinful life. Zimbabwe and Zimbabwe's never had a sinful life. They were born in a sinful world. They were not born with sin. Then they were glad to receive his words, were immersed or baptized. And the same day they were added unto them about 3,000 souls. on that day of Pentecost, the day of the outpouring of the Ruach HaKodesh, 3,000 people were immersed in what name? In what name? The name Jesus Christ, to the remission of their sins. Impossible. Because there was no name like that. And for the next 1,500 years, 600-700 years, it never existed. Do we understand that? So they had to be immersed in the name of Yahshua. Where do we get that? Well, it's your tetragrammaton. Right to left. Yod, hey, waf, hey. Waf is a V, not a W. Yod, hey, waf, hey. YHVH. If there's a grammaton, you can't pronounce it. Then they add the two A's. YAHVAH. Yod, aleph, hey, waf, aleph, hey. I'm going to say again in Hebrew. Yod, aleph, hey, waf, aleph, hey. From right to left, YAHVAH, Yaffa, Yaffa, the Father's name. And the Son has inherited the Father's name. So his Son's name is not Jesus, because if the Son's name is Jesus and he inherited his Father's name, then his Father's name must also be Jesus. You don't find that anywhere in the King James Bible or any other Bible. But if the Father's name is Yaffa, Yod Aleph Hei Faf Aleph Hei, Yaffa, and the Son is Yaffa, the Son gets a second portion, Shua. Yaffa, Shua, S-H-U-A. Why? Because Shua means Redeemer and Savior. So he received the name of the Father and the Shua, which says, is my Redeemer, my Savior. When the angel said to Miriam, not Mary, Miriam, there in Matthew 1:23, she shall bore a son, and you must call his name Jesus. No, 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 it could never have been, never, never, never. Jesus only came 1,800 years later, 1,600 years later. You must call his name Yahshua, Emmanuel. If it's translated, it means Yaffa, Almighty with us. Yaffa, Almighty with us. I link that with Isaiah 9 verse 5. Isaiah 9 verse 5. For a son is given unto us. A son is born, and he shall be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty Elohim, Prince of Peace. He's the beginning and the end. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's the everlasting. He's before. You can call him the Rose of Sharon. He's all the titles. He has the same name as the Father. He has the very same name as the Father. So Isaiah 9 verse 6 in the English Bible, King James Bible. A son is born unto us. A king has been given unto us. And he's been called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty Elohim, Prince of Peace, till the end of times. I'm so glad that we can understand today what the Apostle Peter said unto these people. In such a straightforward, easy way. That 3,000 people came to repentance. A pastor once asked me, but how is it possible that Peter could baptize 3,000 people? I said, the Bible doesn't say Peter baptized them or immersed them. There were 120 people. They could have done it. You don't need to be an apostle to immerse somebody or a pastor to immerse somebody. You understand what I'm saying? You don't need a theological degree to do it, a PhD or a master's, no. Anybody can do it. And that day they were added unto them 3,000 souls. Somebody once says, but he doesn't say they were immersed. He says added unto. How do you add unto them? What were they talking about? They asked Peter, what must we do? In Acts 3:32, what must we do? He says, repent. And he carried on and he explained through repentance what needs to happen. What needs to, which is the next step and the next step. For there's a promise, not unto you only, but also this which you know, you must convey this to your children. So when they grow up in the revelation word. It's so important. 3,000 souls were added. They were immersed. There was no other way they could be added. They couldn't join the church because there was no church. Yahushua never had a church. The Catholics came with the first time in history they created the word church, which means universal. Universals. So at the end of the day, Yahushua never told his apostles to even build churches. He says to them, go from house to house and break bread. Break the bread of life unto the people. Hallelujah. What a privilege. What a privilege that we can function in the revelation word. Now there's a whole weekend waiting for us. Let us use the time to the best of our ability to sow the seed of life into the lives of other people. Till Monday, if his father's will, Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.